Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980, where now you can see Anthony Haney complete in his LeBron James t-shirt. You're so proud of it.
Look, you see me, man. You see me?
I do. In crystal clear, high definition.
Yeah, I'm a little sad. You know, LeBron's not in the playoffs still, but it's okay. It's okay. I've let that hurt go.
Yeah. Remember in the final game of his playoff run this season, Anthony, when Rudy Gobert had 27 points and 24 rebounds?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Seems like that guy stayed there.
Pretty much.
I don't know what French is for uh-oh, but Rudy Gobert, not quite as effective here in the conference finals. Julius Randle seems to have turned back into a pumpkin. And suddenly, Anthony, the Oklahoma City Thunder have a commanding, because there is no other kind, 2-0 series lead. Now, in the NBA playoffs, a series doesn't start until a team wins on the road. So this series, technically through that lens, hasn't started yet. By the same token, one more win for Oklahoma City, and it feels like this series is over. And frankly, it feels like it's over right now. The numbers from last night are very interesting to look at when you add a little bit of context to them. Anthony Edwards, obviously much better. Julius Randle was much worse. But it's kind of when the numbers came and how it went down that tells the story of this game. Once again, the Thunder were absolutely dominant in the third quarter. Come out of halftime, 35-21, a 14-point advantage in the third. They actually lost the fourth by 7, and it just didn't matter because they were up 8 at halftime and then opened up an additional 14-point lead with that margin in the third. But in that third quarter, Anthony, you had Anthony Edwards, who had 18 shots taken at halftime. He first play of the game. It's something we talked about yesterday on the show, right? Is he going to come out aggressive? What kind of shots are they going to get him? It's not just, will Anthony Edwards shoot? It's like, how do the Minnesota Timberwolves ensure that Anthony Edwards is involved in the game? Well, they come out, first possession, mid-post ISO on the left side of the floor, and he gets a shot up. In that first half, he was still assertive. It didn't feel like he took 18 shots or he was on that kind of pace for stretches of it, because there were stretches of it where you're just like, oh my God, they have 1.5 guys on him every time he touches the ball. And Ant has done a good job this postseason. It's part of the maturation of his game of, all right, I got an extra guy on me. Let's swing it and trust that I'm going to get the ball back. And then the third quarter happened. And ultimately, Ant, who had 18 shots at halftime, finishes with just 26 for the game. So it's 18 in the first half, 8 in the second half. He goes 1-for-9 from three-point range. He scores 32, has 9 rebounds, but just the turnovers in that third quarter, the inability to do anything with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who gets to the line 15 times on top of getting off 21 shots. He's got 38 points, 8 assists, and 3 steals in this one. Just another dominant performance. Jalen Williams plays really well. Again, he's found his game in this series after a rough stretch earlier in the playoffs. And then you're just not getting a whole lot from anywhere else in Minnesota. Randall, just 6. Jaden McDaniels had a nice night. But Naz Reid, just 10 points. Dante DiVincenzo, who was incredible last year for the Knicks in the playoffs, has 8 points on 3 of 8 shooting. And there's just not enough for Minnesota against the deepest and best team in the league. And now you got a 2-0 hole. And I always think it's interesting to put it this way. The Oklahoma City Thunder lost 14 games all year, Anthony. 14 in the regular season, 68-14. The Timberwolves, to win the series, now have to beat them 4-5. Good luck.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. And to be honest, I would not be surprised if they get swept. And the only reason I say that is because they don't have enough shooting. They have guys that are capable of shooting, but they don't have, you know, knockdown pure shooters. Naz Reid has been a shell of himself. To be honest, he's been super inconsistent all playoffs. DiVincenzo, as you just pointed out, he hasn't, you know, been the same DiVincenzo that we saw last year with the Knicks. Jaden McDaniels, again, he's a capable shooter, but I wouldn't say he's a knockdown shooter. And then when it comes to, like, the other side of the ball, not just catch and shoot, actually being able to put the ball on the ground and create, they don't have that. They don't have anyone, to be honest, to be able to do that outside of Anthony Edwards in terms of, like, getting their shot. Julius can do it, but, again, the Thunder are like piranhas out there. Like, anytime he puts the ball on the ground, there's like 6 people around him, and he's failing to, you know, find the open person. He's turning the ball over, and that's what they do. So it's going to be tough if Anthony Edwards is the only one that can create off the dribble, because that's what they're forcing him to do. They're running out to him, and if they're not knocking down those shots, which they haven't this series, then they have to put the ball on the ground. And every time they do, they turn the ball over. So it's hard to score when you're not even getting up shots.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull this up real quick. See if can I do shot charts by individual games? I might be able to. Let's see. StatMuse. Oh yeah. Nope. That's okay. There's a way to do it. Not quickly enough for me to make this point. I don't need the shot chart to make the point. It's also radio, so while it would inform my opinion, for most of you, you wouldn't be able to see it anyway. Again, I'm not pulling it up on the YouTube stream. The point is, in game one, Julius Randle made a ton of threes. Yep. And like, that's how he had 28 points. He was really efficient, made all his shots. But that also meant he was like out on the perimeter a lot. And in some key stretches of this series, he is being guarded by Alex Caruso, who might be the single best perimeter defender in the entire league. Might have the best hands. He's incredibly strong. He's got great feet. And Julius Randle's trying to drive on him. And like, Julius Randle's handle is nice for a big man, but nice for a big man and can drive past 4s and 5s, you know, some power forwards, centers, is very different than let me drive on Alex Caruso. And so the second Julius tries to start dribbling, Caruso's like, what are you doing? And just like shuts it down, swipes at the ball, makes Julius turn his back. And so how do you, if you're Chris Finch, get him in better positions? And the answer was last night, we can't, and he benched him in the fourth quarter. And so you are in a spot where last year you were, you know, pushing conference finals, and you trade Karl Anthony Towns for, who's not my favorite player, but whatever, like, he's really talented. And Kat gets traded for Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo. And Dante DiVincenzo was a minus 27 last night in the plus minus. So when DiVincenzo was on the court, they were outscored by 27 points. He's like a minus 40 something for the series. And Julius Randle, who was benched in the fourth quarter. That's not great. And Tim Connelly in that front office deserves a ton of credit for taking that kind of risk. And it's obviously worked out in a lot of ways. And maybe it works out in the long term. Anthony Edwards is still 23 years old. I think he's got a lot of maturing to do, obviously off the floor, but also on the floor as a player, because that's what happens in this league. And it's a lot easier to be right as a doubter when you're talking about the NBA than predicting some greatness. Because Only one team wins in the end, and the margins are incredibly fine. But if we go back to my chat with Zach Harper, Anthony, what was the question I asked him? Can you trust the T-Wolves? And he's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, this is way more about the Thunder than it is the T-Wolves. But the Thunder haven't, or the T-Wolves haven't even given themselves a chance because the inability to be disciplined, not turn the basketball over, understand the intensity that's coming. And ultimately, we're going to see if they survive the weekend. I guess they'll survive the weekend because game four wouldn't be until Monday. But if they survive, how deep into next week? Because they are down 0-2 right now. We'll talk more about this game and about the Eastern Conference game next. Then coming up at 4:30 today, Kevin Sheehan a couple days ago had an interesting chat on his show about the Commanders running back position. We will embark on that chat as well with you at 301-230-0980. We'll preview OTAs next week with Ben Standing and talk about Terry McLaurin's potential contract dispute. Is it real? Is it just, did he miss for other reasons? We'll talk to Standing at 5 o'clock. Plenty of other fun stuff. Mike Golic Jr. later in the program as well here on the Hoffman Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. So we're going to have our seventh different NBA champion in 7 years this year. And I think as we're 2 games deep into this Western Conference Finals series, it is a really interesting kind of look at NBA team building and something that I have talked about quite a bit. Over the years on this show and any time I've ever talked basketball professionally in my entire career, which is just how hard it is to win in the NBA and the things that you need to actually do that. And so Anthony and I, we were talking during the break. And Anthony, can you repeat the question that you asked me about Monsieur Gobert?
Yeah, I was thinking like whether or not the Timberwolves should think about benching Rudy Gobert because, again, he has offered them nothing. He does not look like the force that he was in the Los Angeles Lakers series. And he's just taking up space, essentially.
So let's review real quick. who Rudy Gobert is. Okay? Not like everyone knows he's a basketball player, he's a center for the Timberwolves. Okay? Rudy Gobert is 32 years old. He has been in the league since 2013. In that time, he's a three-time All-Star, All-NBA second team, like not All-Defense, All-NBA, All-League second team once, All-Third team three times. He's a four-time Defensive Player of the Year, seven-time NBA Defensive First Team, and this year he made the defensive team again for the first time as a second team member. I was reading Zach Harper's write-up in The Bounce this morning, the Athletic's basketball newsletter, and Harper goes, I don't know that Rudy knew until like today or yesterday when they announced the teams that a second team existed. Right? Wow. He's been seven times on the first team. NBA's leading rebounder in 2022, blocks leader in 2017. He has two silver medals for Team France, a couple of bronze medals in the World Cup, silver and bronze in Eurobasket for France. Rudy Gobert is an awesome basketball player. And yet, Anthony, repeat for me one more time the question you were asking about him.
Should the Timberwolves think about benching Rudy Gobert?
And it's not a crazy question. The playoffs, this is what makes building a team in the NBA to win a championship so hard. Rudy Gobert is probably, has been one of the 15 to 20 best players in the world in the regular season, and is probably one of the 30 to 40 best players in the world still. And in the playoffs, because of the specificity of his skill set, he has been rendered literally useless. In this particular round against this particular team. Also, 3 weeks ago, he was the best player on the in the world because he had 27 points and 24 rebounds in a single game against the Los Angeles Lakers in an enormous moment. And in that moment, people were like, oh, Rudy Gobert's finally had his breakthrough moment in the playoffs. Look at Rudy go. Is he a different play? Like, bro, he's 32 years old. We're 100 games into the season. Maybe it's just that. Maybe the key is to have a bunch of dudes who are really young and can run around for a long time. And if you put too much load on the superstars, then maybe they wind up getting hurt. But also, if your stars aren't old enough, then, like, is Anthony Edwards ready for this moment? Or is it just not possible to be ready for this moment? I mean, think about the NBA champions that we've had. I'm going to see if I can efficiently look this up. List of NBA champions, right? So last year's the Boston Celtics, obviously. Jason Tatum last year would have been 26 years old. Who won the year before that, Anthony? So we're in 2023.
The Nuggets.
All right. Nikola Jokic is currently 30 years old. So he was 28 at the time. 2022 was the Warriors. That was kind of almost an anomaly championship. Steph winning at the back end of his prime. 2021 was that the year? The Bucks. So Giannis, Antetokounmpo, and we need it 3 years ago? 4 years ago?
4 years
26
ago.
Or 26 or 27 years old. He's 30 now, which is crazy that Giannis is 30. 2020, Lakers. It's LeBron. 2019 was Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard is currently 33 years old, and so we're looking at Kawhi in 2019, 6 years ago, he was 27 years old. And then all of a sudden, you're back to the 2018 Warriors, which is Steph and KD. Steph Curry is currently, he's 37. So 2018 was how long ago?
7 years.
7 years? So he was 30. So you just need to have a star in your prime between 26 and 30? If you're really lucky, maybe that guy's Steph Curry and he wins a couple years later, or he's LeBron James and he wins you a title in 2022. Like, it's dudes don't win young in this league. And then if you have a certain, like, Jrue Holiday had a huge role in the Nuggets or in the Bucks title. And Jrue would have been in that range at that point. But like 32 as the third guy, or like Chris Middleton, same thing, is very different than one of the main guys. Or as the main guy. And so there is this incredible sweet spot that requires simultaneous amounts of patience and urgency that is infuriating if you're a fan, right? Because, like, if you're a Wizards fan, obviously, right now, and you're like, okay, well, one, I don't know that we have our guy yet. We might, we're waiting for, like, a Boozer twin next year, or whoever, if they can win the lottery next year. Or maybe they get a guy this year who turns out to be a stud. Who knows? Like, the NBA draft is very crapshooty. I'm pretty sure that Cooper Flagg's going to be awesome. I'm pretty sure Dylan Harper's going to be awesome. Any of the next 4, 5, 6, 7 guys, like, could you find the next Steph Curry? Probably not Steph Curry, but could you find a Jalen Brunson? Could you find a Shea Gilgeous-Alexander? Sure. We don't know. And so then, let's say they do. Let's say that one of the you know, there's kind of a next four, right, that everyone agrees on. It's Fears, the Oklahoma point guard. It's Trey Johnson, the Texas kid. It's VJ Edgecombe, and it's Ace Bailey. Let's say, pick one, Anthony. Who falls to six?
Trey.
Okay, Trey Johnson. Let's say he turns into Devin Booker. Because Booker helped lead, although he hasn't won a title, he led, was the best player on that 2021 team that went six games with the Bucks and took Giannis being a freaking superhero to win. So let's say that he becomes Devin Booker level or whatever, Jalen Brunson level. He's an MVP, top five type of guy, and you're like, oh, that dude's actually good enough to win a title. Now you got to wait for him, which is the period that the Minnesota Timberwolves hope they're in right now. What they hope is that Anthony Edwards gets to that level. And the way he's playing, you'd obviously bet on it. But that's the thing about this series that I think highlights just how hard it is. And by the way, how special what the Thunder are doing. Because Shea's 26 years old now. Shea has now entered the window. And they have the right guys around him. The right vets, guys like Caruso, who is hilariously the oldest player on that team. You have guys like Jalen Williams, who are younger. And they have had the way that their seasons have gone, they've been able to play those guys. And so those guys probably are basketball-wise, experience-wise, older than their age. They've seen more than the average players at that age, which is something that I'm sure the Wizards are probably counting on. And so it's just, it's kind of, it's so bizarre because you have to build the team that you think gives you the best chance to win the title. And in doing so, you might acquire one of the 30 best players in the league who's really great, and then all of a sudden, because of a matchup, becomes useless. And then I think the question is, like, for a guy like Gobert, okay, how do we avoid that? And I think for Gobert, it's like, well, he's a very specific kind of player. There's no star wing who becomes useless. There are guys that maybe you want to sit in offense, defense substitutions late. But even, you know, early in the Warriors run, like, teams would try to target Steph. He had to be good. Once he got, like, good enough defensively, they took off to a different level. And now, even, like, he's a good defender. The way he gets steals, you can't target him the way you used to. And so, I don't know if there was a point there other than it's really hard to win an NBA championship. But I think this series has put it on display in a way that is pretty interesting here over the, you know, the course of these playoffs, where you have these Julius Randle, you know, Rudy Gobert, on down the list, guys who go from useful to useless, or occasionally you get the guy that's useless in one series and becomes the key cog in another. And yeah, I'm sure that we'll see that too.
Yeah, but I also just think it's a revolving door when it comes to Rudy in the playoffs. Like, usually it's teams targeting him in the pick and roll, but now it's the Thunder trying to use his lack thereof, you know, of an offensive skill set against him by, you know, forcing him to be the one to put the ball on the ground, make the plays. And Rudy Gobert putting the ball on the ground, come on now.
Well, and that's the thing. That's the difference between the really good players and the best players.
Yeah.
Steph Curry went from defensive liability to defensive, not like, oh, that guy's going to make an all-defensive team, but like, you can't really, like, if you pick on Steph Curry and get that far away from your offense, it might not go great for you.
Yeah.
And Rudy Gobert has never developed enough of an offensive game or develop the dexterity as a defender, if we're as great as he has been, and let's not understate the greatness, the dexterity to not be targeted like that in the pick and roll, and obviously offensively to not allow it so that you can't play off of him and mess up everything for everything else. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. When we get back, Kevin Sheehan had an interesting discussion about the Commanders' running back room. We'll pick up where he left off next.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Coming up at 5 o'clock, Ben Standig will join us. Of course, Ben is, one, he's a contributor here to the station because he filled in for Chris Russell last week. And you're just like, hey, Standig's back on a mic. Love that. But the Commanders beat reporter for The Athletic is his day job. He hosts the Last Man Standig podcast as well. And he's got the latest on whether or not there is even anything to report on the Terry McLaurin front in terms of the contract negotiations and the extension and him not being in practice for some of this week and what to look forward to next week when it comes to OTAs and all that stuff as well. So when we get there, we'll have a bunch of running backs on the field. Running backs are fun to watch and non-padded practices because they score a touchdown in every touch, which is a nice trick. When nobody's allowed to tackle you, you just keep on running. Then you get to yell at your teammates, be like, nobody touched me. And you're like, yeah, those are the rules. Brian Robinson is, of course, going to enter the season as RB1. You have Austin Eckler back. You have Jeremy McNichols. You have guys like Michael Wiley who were around last year, still floating. But then Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, the seventh-round pick, is also in the mix there. And some people are pretty excited about that. Some people think that's a terrible room that desperately needs an upgrade. Kevin Sheehan talked about it on his show a couple days ago. Here was his take, and then we can respond and pick up the conversation from there.
Washington clearly in the NFC, the worst running back room of the contenders, the perceived contenders. That's not even debatable. Is it important, though, to have elite level or high level running backs to go on to win the Super Bowl? I don't know. Not necessarily. But it certainly seems to be a more important position today than it was a few years ago. So is it good enough if you view this team to be a Super Bowl contender? And if not, what should they do about it? I have said for several weeks running, I would definitely look into Chubb and I would look into Dobbins. 100% would look into both of them to check their health, to see what it would take to bring them into the running back room. It can't be a big deal, right? Like a 1 year, $5-6 million, you know, some of it guaranteed, some of it incentive, you know, that's what it's going to be. So I can't imagine somebody's getting 1 year, $10 million, 1 year, even $8 million fully guaranteed of those two guys. But I would look into both of them. And Dobbins coming off an MCL sprain and, you know, the best year of his career might be the more realistic one to look at.
So there's a couple things that Kevin talks about that I think are worth double clicking on. First things first. Do you need an elite running back to win a championship? Well, last year the Eagles, yep, they had Saquon Barkley, Saquon Barkley. He was a big old factor in their championship run. Anthony, the previous two Super Bowls were won by the Kansas City Chiefs. Who was the running back?
Kareem Hunt, and the most recent one, I guess, and then Isaiah Pacheco in the other one.
Yeah, Pacheco, seventh round pick, not elite. Kareem Hunt bounced around, not elite at this stage of his career. Los Angeles Rams won the Super Bowl in February of 2022. Who was their running back?
It wasn't Kyron Williams.
I think it was before Kyron Williams.
It wasn't Todd Gurley. He was hurt.
Yeah,
Gurley. Oh, it was Sony Michel, wasn't it?
Yeah, what's he doing now?
That's a great question, Craig.
I think I've made my point. previous to that, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they had Leonard Fournette. He was important, toting
that rock, but he was important to them.
And he was one of the better backs in the league for a period of time. 2020, it was the Chiefs again. The Patriots, like James White, was, you know, very important to them.
A playoff killer.
Right, but like he's not an elite running back on down the list of teams that did not have elite running backs. So do you need an elite running back? No, unless you're making the argument that the Eagles have set off this new path and that you look at some of the Super Bowl losers, San Francisco had Christian McCaffrey, that helped them get there. If you look at the Lions, the number one seed in the NFC last year, they've got Jahmyr Gibbs, who is a premier playmaker at the position. And so clearly having a good running back isn't a bad thing. But I think this is actually a pretty interesting conversation to have on the heels of our last conversation about how to build a champion in the NBA, where I kind of think there's one way to do it. You have an elite player, you surround him with complementary skill sets. You probably need actually multiple elite players, but definitely need to surround that your number one unquestioned guy with guys that complement his skill set perfectly, fill out the holes and the gaps. You have all the roles assigned, and then you probably need someone to play out over their skis. Like, if you're the Denver Nuggets, you need Jamal Murray to play like a top 10 player like he did for that playoff run where you win a championship, and then all of a sudden you realize a couple years later, maybe Jamal Murray is more of a top 25 player than a top 10 player, but he damn sure played like a top 10 player when they won a championship. You know, Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday were incredible in that run for the Bucks. On down the list, you need guys to play at an elevated level for short spurts, and there's an element of luck in that, but it starts with get the guy, surround him with the right other guys. There's no right way to do it in the NFL. The easiest way, in some respects, is get the elite quarterback, surround him with the right pieces. Hopefully he's still on the tail end of his rookie contract when you're really good and you can overpay for some of those pieces and you're in a good spot. And then when that quarterback is getting paid, can you find a couple of other gems in the draft? Like, the only thing that has to happen guaranteed is your stars have to play like stars, and you need some stars that are on rookie contracts. So the guys that are getting paid got to play well, and then the guys that are not eligible to get paid yet also have to play well. But what positions they're at is less important as long as you have competent quarterback play. And that becomes a very different discussion, right? The best way to do it is to have Mahomes or Brady or whoever, but you can win a Super Bowl with Nick Foles. You can win a Super Bowl with Joe Flacco. You can win a Super Bowl with, Jalen Hurts. They put Jalen Hurts in the right positions. he's more of a win with guy than a win cause of guy, but he straddles that line and they make it so that they win because of Jalen Hurts. And so I think the question is, if you're the Commanders, like, is premier running back something that is worth it to you? And my answer would be no. 301-230-0980 is the phone number to give us yours. 301-230-0980. And the short version, Anthony, of why is because you have Jaden Daniels. Because your running game is always going to be better because of his existence. You have an elite passing game by the nature of his existence. I would rather spend my money and my resources complimenting him and lifting him up and knowing that any NFL quality running back is going to be good here without me having to spend on it, and then also throw resources at defense. So this idea that you need to go get a veteran, or especially, God forbid, you need to trade for one, like, I am all the way out on that for this year and basically for the rest of Jaden Daniels' prime.
Yeah, I mean, when I think of the question, and I'm just looking at Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, I think those three are in an upper echelon of running backs. Guys, you can hand the ball off. They can make something out of nothing, because we've seen it happen before. You know, when Christian McCaffrey's with the Panthers, when Barkley was with the Giants, we've seen them, you know, make something out of nothing. And now that they're behind, you know, tremendous offensive lines and have this great running attack, I think it just increases their value. I would just say, if we can just have a running attack similar to like the Browns, I feel like when Nick Chubb went down, they plugged in all these different running backs, Jerome Ford and, you know, I forgot his first name, something Johnson. They were still effective in their running game because they had an effective running attack. So I think that's where the argument should really go to, whether it's should the Commanders, you know, focus more on, you know, some type of, you know, rushing scheme that takes a little bit of the load off of Jaden Daniels and, you know, how to optimize it. So I think that's more so where it should be, as opposed to like having a premier running back.
I will say, as you mentioned, some of the guys that you just mentioned that are the elite of the elite, an interesting counter argument does come to play. We'll talk about that and take your calls at 301-230-0980 next. It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Ben Standig coming up at 5 o'clock. Talking Commanders, as are we right now. So we're talking about the running back situation and whether or not the Commanders need to upgrade their running back room. And I think ultimately my answer is no, Anthony. Both based off the current available options and based off of my general thoughts of how important running back is to this team. But as we were going through the this team part of it, and you mentioned the guys who, like, of course, would be super valuable to add because they're awesome football players, which is, you know, Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, the three best backs in the league over the last 5 years. It's not lost on me that Saquon plays with a mobile quarterback in Jalen, and Derrick Henry just had a resurgence season playing next to Lamar Jackson. And it's like, what happens if you give a suit? And this is, to me, always a question, right? Is sometimes coaches fail superstars by simply asking them to be superstars. And it's like, well, what would happen if you put a superstar in ideal circumstances, right? It's Steph Curry with the Warriors, right? Steph Curry probably would have figured out how to become a great Hall of Fame NBA basketball player no matter what. You put him in their offense, and he's one of the 10 best players probably ever. That take just blew some brains, but that's fine. I think Steph Curry is a top 10 player, and I have no problem fighting about it another day. But he's the best version of himself, right? And we talk about this with players all the time. If you play out X player's career 20 times, are you seeing the 18th worst version of it? Are you seeing the 10th best version of it? Are you seeing the best? You play Steph Curry's career out, I don't know how it could possibly play out much better than this, outside of Klay Thompson not blowing his Achilles and tearing his ACL and Kevin Durant not blowing his Achilles in 2019. Outside of that stuff, outside of his control, I don't know how much better Steph's career can go. Because even when he's gotten hurt, like the ankle stuff kind of made him change the way he trained and launched him into this. And then he gets hurt again with the thumb in 2021 and the work he does that offseason, along with like even the COVID break, he just bulks up and gets stronger, and that launches them into the 2022 championship and this back, you know, whatever, back four holes of his career, where he's still hitting birdies. And you're like, well, damn. So what happens if you put a star running back in ideal circumstances? And I would say playing with Cliff in the way he designs the run game next to Jaden Daniels behind a much better offensive line and, you know, eventually, hopefully, a great offensive line. That would be cool. But the question for me is, what's the opportunity cost? And that's the harder part, right? And that's why, like, bringing in Dobbins or Chubb right now, to bring it full circle, I'm really not that interested in. In 2025, is J.K. Dobbins that much better than Austin Eckler? Probably not. Age-wise, production-wise, coming off the MCL. Like, I don't know how much better J.K. Dobbins is than Brian Robinson or Austin Eckler. I don't think that Nick Chubb's going to be better than those guys. Not that they weren't in their primes. Dobbins was really, really good in Baltimore. And Chubb was unbelievable in Cleveland. But, like, his knee got shredded. The chances that he's going to be that as an older back post-injury are just not very high. And so if that's the case, and even if they're slightly better, aren't you better off just investing the time into the guys that you have, giving Ja'Cory Cross, not bumping him down to sixth on the depth chart by bringing in a couple of extra vets to compete? Oh, we want to compete. Yeah, but eventually there's only so many reps to go around. And that's why I'm just not that interested. Like, sure, kick the tires, call their agents, see how much it would cost, see what their health status is. If they're down to go do a workout, bring them in, whatever. And if you think they can be way better than the guys you got, I trust Adam Peters enough that if he signs J.K. Dobbins, I think there's a reason. You also want to know how they are to do your due diligence, because if one of your guys gets hurt, you want to bring in someone you can trust. But right now, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me to bring in a guy that I don't think is going to be better than what you have. And that seems fairly straightforward to me.
Yeah, I think signing one of those guys off the street signifies to the room that that guy is the starter kind of thing. And I don't think that's sort of kind of the message you want to send. Also, I think Brian Robinson, I think people have just been so quick to, you know, write him off.
I agree.
And I don't fully understand why. Yeah, he had the bad game against the Eagles where he had all the fumbles. But outside of that, like, when he's been healthy, he's been pretty productive. And also, part of some of his lack of production was due to, you know, our offensive line not being able to get some of that push against that stout defensive front of the Eagles. I'm not going to put that all on Brian Robinson. So, again, I think the tandem we had last year with B-Rob and Eckler, I think definitely is good enough, and I don't think we necessarily need an upgrade right away kind of thing.
No, I mean, you do in the long term, because all these guys are on one-year deals, you're going to have to address it eventually. I'm not saying it can't get better. It's just there's only so – this is not Madden with the salary cap turned off. Like, there's a salary cap, and also you can't just go create – you can't take a free agent that's a 62 and go edit the settings and be like – oh, look, there's an 85 free agent out there. Like, that's not how it works. You're at the mercy of what's actually available to you from an option standpoint, and I just don't think the options are that much better than what you got. And at that point, what's the point? It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. When we get back, Ben Standig with all the latest Commanders news here on the Team 980.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.